Hello, Voltron fans. Welcome back to the AfterBuzz TV Voltron Legendary Defender After Show. We are at the season finale for season 4, episodes 5 and 6. We have a couple of very special guests with us, so stay tuned for that. And team, it's time to form Voltron.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're just rocking out silently.
Yeah.
Because it's wonderful and I adore this song and cannot use it nearly enough.
Makes sense.
I can't have my headset to fall off.
Oh, you're fine. Don't worry, dear.
Yeah. All right. We have a full studio tonight, so let's get rolling. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the AfterBuzz TV Voltron After Show. We are looking at season 4, episodes 5 and 6, Begin the Blitz and the New Defender. We have all sorts of fun people in the studio tonight. It's going to be a blast. I have with me Blue Lion, Alexis Torres.
What up, everybody? You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890.
Red Lion, Emma5.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here as a special guest tonight. From the location where I am sitting, I'm clearly a guest on this after show.
We've been trying so hard to get you.
I know. Yeah, it's really, you know what? It's really, really, I'm really glad I was able to work this out with my schedule.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Emma5.
Green Lion Megan Salinas.
Hey guys, you can follow me on Twitter at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin. And I get to be like an airplane
pilot. I was going to say conductor, and I'm like, that's
or
not
like
right.
A really important second AD.
I just need a clipboard and I can get in anywhere.
Regional humor. Yellow Lion, Mark Donica.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Bidonica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Bidonica. Hashtag leg day.
Leg
find
day!
Me in the same
room. And I am Black Lion Katie Cullen. You can follow me all over the social medias at Kiaxet. Okay, that's K-I-A-X-E-T. We have a hashtag ABTV Voltron. We have a live chat that nearly 100 of you are in right now. Hi, guys!
Yeah.
If you have something fun to say, if you have art, if you have Photoshops, if you have questions for our lovely guests, throw them in the hashtag, throw them in the live chat. You may well get a shout out. And thank you for joining us tonight. We have the voice of Shiro, Josh Keaton.
What up? How's it going?
And joining us for the first time, we have the voice of Allura, Kimberly Brooks.
Yay!
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 Good to be here.
Welcome to the Madhouse.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for joining us.
It's awesome to be here.
It's awesome to have you. So, should we swing right into this?
I mean, ask a question like real fast though, because I feel like the two spiritual leaders of Voltron here in the studio. So, is there going to be like a massive power struggle throughout the course of the episode tonight?
Yes, it's going to be between me trying to keep this episode on the rails and all y'all.
Yeah,
she's
right.
No, we'll keep it together.
Okay, all right. Actually, before we get started, we have a very special announcement.
I was going to do that at the middle of the show because that's where we usually put announcements in the middle of the show. But I'll do it now.
Way
to build anticipation.
Why not?
I gave you a lead in. You didn't tell me.
I did. It's okay. Hi, everybody. And it's Mark Bidonica here. Yellow Lion, it's the headband. We got a special announcement from our friends at Loot Crate. For those of you who may not know, November's crate is Unite 2.0 with features and exclusive T-shirt designed by Drew Wise. He does amazing work. We're putting it up on the screen right now. It's 8-bit pixel art. It's got all of the lions and all 6 of the pilots, not just 5. Allura's on there too. It's an amazing design that you can only get in the Unite 2.0 crate. Now, I mean, if you're more than of a Voltron fan, which I don't know why you would be, but it also features Power Rangers, Justice League, and Overwatch. And here's where you can help us out. If you go to lootcrate.cr/afterbuzz, you'll get 10% off of your subscription. And also at checkout, use the code AFTERBUZZ. There's 2 ways to do it. To get 10% off of your subscription. So you can do that up until November 19th at 9 p.m. I gave the wrong link. loot.cr/AFTERBUZZ. That'll take you right to it. Use the code AFTERBUZZ. But yeah, we got this exclusive look. This is the first look at this t-shirt. Instead of waiting for the crate, you get it here. That's why you tune into ABTV Voltron.
Mm-hmm. Look at
that. So I need this in my life.
I know, it's a really dope shirt.
I'm working on it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Like, can I also get one of those shirts? And can I get 15% off? Because I am a special guest.
Yes, y'all have to pay full price, but you can.
Use the code Emma is special.
And we'll show it again for some of the late comers at the end of the day. But yeah, that's flipping cool.
That is really cool. I know. Yeah. I also, before we dive into things, want to give a shout out to Princess Patty's 8 on Twitter, who recreated the photo that we took with Neil Kaplan and AJ LoCascio on the last episode, wherein AJ jumped into Neil's arms. Neil picked him up.
I'm not sure Neil picked him up.
I'm really unclear how that went down. But they not only did they draw the two of them as Zarkon and Lotor respectively, but we also got drawn in there as the Paladins, and the artwork of Lance imitating what I was doing is just pure perfection.
The cute little foot pop is just like amazing.
So good.
I just request to have an Allura picture for me. Yeah.
We welcome any and all art. And again, you can throw that in the hashtag ABTV Voltron. We are keeping an eye on that. Seriously, you guys are wonderful. So let's get this show on the road. We have what really feels like a season finale. I feel like when we have a Shiro narrating a plan in voiceover over a short montage, that's a season finale of Voltron. That's what makes it.
I agree.
Yep. Do you like doing that?
I don't mind doing it. I think it's a nice way to set it up. You know,
you don't end up having to do too many science-y terms during the show.
Luckily, I don't. The heavy lifting usually goes to Reese.
Yeah, that's very true. And I was gonna say, but Kimberly. Do you ever like? Because we were talking with Lauren and Joaquin about how you know the science in Voltron. It all is fake science. Do you ever find yourself though like getting really married to the words that are on the page and struggling with the fake science?
Struggling, yes. Married, too, no. I don't even know what I'm saying. That's half great. The time.
Well, because what they were saying was that like Reese gets like really anal about making sure it's exactly right.
Oh yeah. And he's hilarious doing that too.
He kind of makes it canon. Like they put it on the page, and then he's the one who figures out what the pronunciation is going
to
be.
They leave it up to him, and I think they try to challenge him with that.
Except for some of the tougher ones, they don't like phonetically put how you pronounce it. They just kind of leave it up to you guys.
Go.
Sometimes I'll ask.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
You're on your own. Planet Dibazol, it literally has four A's in the name. It has more A's than syllables. Go.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I think at first they did it and it was kind of accidental and it was hilarious, and then they started doing it more on purpose. Yeah. Like just making it like unpronounceable things.
Yeah. I definitely had to ask how to pronounce Noxzella. Noxzella or
And in that
Naxzella
scene I say it too. And like I think I listened to how you said it.
There's a lot of stuff like that where we'll one of us will have to kind of say no, they wanted it this way, and then
I still can't get Unnerva.
Like she's unnerving.
She's unnerving.
Yes, exactly. It works. It's good. I'm going to remember that.
And she is unnerving because a planet-sized bomb is not what I was expecting the season finale to be by.
Dear God.
Yeah. Hexamite.
I mean, it was a nice little cap on a you know, I hate to bring it up, but very Star Wars-y sort of season.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Like, this whole season was about forming the Rebel Alliance, but it was a Voltron Coalition.
I'm so ridiculously happy because I've been asking for this from season one. Like, I want all the little characters that we've met along the way. I want them to join the Alliance, and I want to see them again. Boom, 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 boom.
But they were.
Ticking off all the check marks.
Norman Reedus came back.
I know. And Beezer.
All those guys. Yeah.
And
all
of them. It's good to see them again because you know they'll survive because they have names. We killed off Slippy because he doesn't matter.
You think that they'll survive.
And the froggy guy.
Yeah, we did a barrel roll and it didn't work.
The frog guy died. I felt so bad.
I know.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a name, so he didn't matter.
But he said ribbit, so he did.
No, but did
he croaked.
Yeah. Oh, no! Yeah.
That was a Josh King joke.
It was. I'm so proud.
As the local punster, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. I've earned it now.
Leaving this couch.
I know, right? Yeah. It is way easier for either of you guys to storm out now.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
I'm no longer like.
It's a lot more dramatic because you just throw off the accent. You know.
It's just short down because on the cord isn't long enough.
Yeah, if I try to chuck it, it's going to just come right back at you. That's not a good idea.
It might backfire on you.
I think probably something that I really enjoyed about this finale was at the very beginning of the show, we were talking about, like, the very beginning of the series, we talked about how
how great the animation was in terms of scale, in terms of showing just how big Voltron actually was.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of that.
And we get a lot of that in this finale, where not only do you see Voltron in relation to the guards that are just kind of hanging around on the planet, but then you get to see these things that control the gravity and how massive they are compared to how big Voltron is.
Right. It was insane.
Yeah. This was an incredible episode for scale. And I did just, we have little comedic bits through it, which you need to keep yourself from having a heart attack and dying. I think someone commented that watching the season finale took 10 years off their life. Like, well, you're not wrong.
I was so worried for the Rebel Alliance, or the Voltron.
They were calling themselves Rebel Fleet.
There we go. The Rebel Coalition Voltron Force. I was so scared for the Rebel puppy.
I thought she was going to die.
I know.
She came out of nowhere, and then I loved her. Aaliyah, I believe it was.
Yeah, she did come out of nowhere. Even I was like, where did
this? We missed her introduction, but dang.
Yeah, I know. Lauren was saying when we had them on that she was really hoping that she would get more development, and just there was no time for it. But we fell in love with her anyway.
Yeah. I know. She's great. She's awesome. And I was going to say Bebo B. That was another Star Wars.
There was another episode. Yeah.
That was another Star Wars, the Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Help me, Bebo B.
I had a moment of like, oh my God. That was good times.
That whole episode was just crying with laughter for me. So that was just cherry on the top.
I know. It really was. It was great. It was a good homage.
Are we going to be jumping around, or are we going to start on 5 and 6 and then do the jumping around thing?
I kind of just have it by sections. Yeah. I have Noxella as one and the Murder Ranch as the other.
No, but I mean like...
Episodes... Every time we talk about the Galra, it's the Dumpster Fire or the Murder Ranch.
Nice.
But I mean like I 1 through 4. Like, are we going to talk about 1 through 4 after?
I feel like we should... I mean, it's fair game at this point.
Everything is fair game.
It's all connected. It's all connected.
So,
you're expecting this show to be on...
This is
all spoilers. You're expecting to be the show on some
horrible
rails, and it's not?
Yeah.
Hashtag no rails. So, you became Keith.
Basically.
Do you, I wanted to ask personally, as an actor, do you see yourself more as Allure or more as Keith? Do you find yourself more in common with one another?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That is a good question.
Just me, Kimberly?
Yeah, Kimberly.
Yeah,
Kimberly.
Allure.
Yeah.
Boring, but yeah, true.
That's not boring.
So, you are a magical space princess.
Oh, yeah. That's there you go. Come on.
And on top of that, I mean, I think Allura is one of the characters for me who's had sort of the most consistent character development across the whole series.
I feel really lucky about that.
Yeah, she always gets her time in the spotlight, and I really enjoyed in this season the fact that she's going from being sort of in a leadership position, not being part of Voltron, now being part of Voltron and kind of struggling to figure out exactly where she fits in.
Right. But she still gets her say in
totally. But I liked her like crisis that she had this season and how it was Lance who talked her through it.
I know. Where did that come from?
He had a lot of little moments of stepping up and really having the wisdom in there. Like, he was the one that told everybody, we should probably get out of here. And Cheryl's like, we should see what these things are.
Yeah, let's see what these things are.
They did need to know what the things were, because a very large bomb like that, you do need to know about. But let's stick around and find out. That's horror movie stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't.
Let's split up.
Let's go.
However, if they had gotten away, then they wouldn't have disarmed it, and then
everyone would be dead. Yeah.
Yeah, it had to happen that way.
Like, it had to happen, but it was also still like, you just went up the stairs.
Yeah.
But
you should be running up the stairs.
Yes, you should go the other direction.
But we got to get to the Murder Ranch.
The Murder Ranch is Lotor. He brings the Murder Ranch to you.
Oh, God, that Lotor.
Oh, my God.
Was it in these episodes that he, like, dislocated his arm?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I used to be able to do that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't go, like, straight over. Like,
I would
grab this way, and then I would have this one go over, and then I'd be able to. I can't do it anymore. But I used to be able to do that.
I can go underneath my legs. I can't go over. No. That's just not how my body works.
I was afraid you were going to demonstrate for us, and we'd have to cut that show real short.
I tore my rotator cuff. Not doing that. But ever since it healed, I haven't been able to do it again.
Yeah.
And that's how Josh died.
I did not see that coming from Lotor. Like, why is he double jointed or whatever that is?
I don't think he was.
He dislocated his shoulder. Oh my God.
Well, when you dislocate your shoulder, you have about an hour to pop it back in before things lock up.
And also Galra biology, we just don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
So, maybe he just morphed that part of his anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it all the focus.
He's part Altaian, and we know that they can change.
Altaians can change.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true.
So that was some like animal style. Everything
his, generals obviously didn't know that because they would have restrained him differently.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Or can he even be restrained?
I mean, I don't know.
Can't be contained.
Can't be contained.
Cannot restrain a Lotor.
One of his generals did it on purpose, knowing he would escape.
Oh.
Aksha.
Aksha.
Wild speculation.
I feel like Aksha is very much smart enough to play both ends against the middle.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
and she's also the one that says, we have one more card to play. They're going to hand the ship over.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Then we get like a sweet dinosaur connection of Voltron.
I
know. And,
I'm just looking at the ships and going, that one's legs and that one's arms. You. They just have to build a head.
I know. Definitely.
Awesome. And then Lotor's just kicking around in the little leg ship.
Canning to his heart's content.
Yeah. Like a little paddle boat.
Let's fly real close to the sun here. And like that entire chase
scene. That was ballsy, man.
That,
yeah.
Was,
yeah. That was super ballsy.
Yeah.
Somebody in chat wanted to know, because we were talking about farms. Do you think Alara ever went back to have another milkshake?
I think she was traumatized. Yeah. I think severely traumatized. Because obviously.
Yeah, how can you not? Wait, that came from another thing?
No. Yeah. And how does Lance know how to milk a cow?
That was a very good question.
That's what we were wondering.
See? He has a big family, so he probably has a farm on Earth somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
if he's
Cuban, he's either in Cuba or he's maybe in Miami or somewhere in Florida, and there's tons of farms there.
Yeah. Okay.
My wife's Cuban, grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, theoretically, we all know how to milk a cow. It's just in practice.
Yeah, no, Lance knew how to milk a cow for real.
True.
For real.
That's true.
Like a surgeon. He wasn't ready to go.
Yeah. Well, he might have learned from milking Kalteneker the first time. We don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They've had Kalteneker
for a
while.
I want to see that scene.
Yeah. I know.
Like the scene where he learns how to milk a cow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean,
it's like they draw straws. Who's going to do it? Lance, you have to do it.
I was going to say, speaking of flashbacks, we have a good question in the hashtag. Which comes from AceTrainer44. Does anyone else want a flashback episode of Matt, Olia, and Ozar with some of their rebel escapades?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to see how Matt escaped.
I know.
Yeah.
I love Ozar so much.
Yeah, he's a total badass.
I adore Ozar. I want more of him.
Yeah.
He had 35 seconds of screen time, and I was just like, yes.
We talked about it quite a bit when Matt was reintroduced into the show, but like, I love getting to see just how seamlessly he works as a part of the team.
Oh yeah,
particularly with his sister and with Hunk. Just let them do all the planning from now on, guys.
Yeah.
They will techno-babble their way out of anything.
It's nerd
That's
power.
Really cool. Yeah.
Nerd power for the win.
So did Matt and Pidge get along, like, before all this happened?
Looked like
just,
it,
like, yeah.
Yeah,
it seems
like they did. So they got a good foundation.
They were pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. So that nice that helps.
Yeah. Well, so even regardless, the fact that they've been apart for so long and with such dire circumstances.
Right.
Please excuse my term for this, but the honeymoon might end sooner than later, and they might go back to bickering siblings, which I also really want to see.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that. Yeah.
I feel like you'd be hard-pressed to find people who bicker harder than Lance and Keith.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's
challenge accepted.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Although Lance is growing up. I mean, he's showing that he's not quite as...
Yeah.
Talking about it, but like everybody sort of had a little bit of a crisis of faith this season in terms of figuring out what their role on the team was since the dynamic had shifted so much and then abruptly shifted back.
Right.
And out of all the people, it's the person who volunteered to remove himself from the equation first that ends up being the emotional foundation for a lot of them being able to stick together.
Right.
Has Hunk actually gone through that yet, though?
What's up?
We haven't gone through one.
We haven't had a lot for Hunk.
No.
Yeah. Well, Hunk, Lance was real. The first person to be like,
I was gonna
I'll
say,
step down.
Yeah, but Hunk is also, I feel like also with Hunk, like he was weirdly like the most sort of balanced of any of them going into it. I mean, obviously, they all had their struggles when it was like, okay, cool, you were cadets at an academy, and now you guys got to save the universe.
Yeah,
and go.
Yeah,
but he's static, but it's a good kind of
it's
static.
It is. Yeah. It's a good kind of static, and he has those nice moments in every season where we're reminded, like, oh, yeah, Hunk is actually extremely intelligent and extremely resourceful.
I love when they play that. I like watching the smart people go.
Yeah. It's
just fun to watch.
Yeah, because I want to say, it was in the end of the last season where, like, Hunk and Pidge have this really sciencey conversation, and Lance just looks over at Keith and is like, I don't know anything.
I
don't know.
I never understood. Totally.
No idea.
They're doing the nerd thing again.
Yeah.
I just really like that Hunk, even though, sure, he might be in the background a little bit, I like that he probably just saw the kitchen and was like, I'm good. We're all good here. Yeah. I know where I'm supposed to be.
We have fresh milk. I'm set.
But at the same time, like, knowing that he's there to help Pidge and the team, but I love the fact that he's not just, like, as Katie always says, every show, like, he's the dumb guy.
No, he's definitely not.
He knows exactly what he wants, and they're like, okay, he's good.
The opposite of how he's portrayed in the Voltron show.
Relevant
to the topic, we had somebody tweeted us using the hashtag JustAGirl on Twitter, basically did Photoshop over Avatar The Last Airbender scene, where I'm going with Shiro. What? Everyone else went on a life-changing field trip with Shiro.
That's so perfect.
Photoshopped everyone's faces over their characters.
Wow.
I am not wrong.
Yeah,
he's gonna have a life-changing field trip at some point.
Hunk is gonna go on a life-changing field trip with Shiro, and Shiro's gonna have the life-changing experience.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll kind of change Hunk's
life. But which Shiro?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're still on the train.
We're not going to leave the clone train until we get it one way or another. Let's be completely real.
Yep.
Is that going to be answered?
No. I don't know.
That's one of those questions where the best answer you can get is, because even if people do know, they can't say anything.
Yeah. Multiverse. There's a universe where it's true.
There's a universe where literally everyone is a clone of Shiro. Yes.
I know.
So I'll ask it like this. Do you look forward to doing a scene with yourself?
Did you already do that?
No, we bring in Ben.
No. Oh, okay.
Shiro wasn't back at that point.
Okay. Yeah, no, no. I would love to do a scene. A Shiro with Sven scene.
Yeah, that would be the best. Well, you both
gotta bring Sven back.
Looking at an oddly Slavic mirror,
you guys do a lot of side character voices. Do you have a particular favorite side character that you guys have done?
Well, I didn't realize that I did. I don't know, just like that.
You were the
puppy.
Ulu shop girl.
Ulu shop girl, but the computer voice. What's the? I don't even know the character.
The computer voice.
The robot. The AI.
That's
sitting in the cockpit. And I guess it was episode 5.
I don't remember.
I think
most of the AI stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't even know the character. But yeah.
I think I was Regress, the Marmora guy that dies.
Yeah.
I was him.
Which one?
The one with the mask.
The mask and the tail.
Yeah, that one. Cool.
Keith was nearly the Marmora guy who died this season.
The one who died this season, not last season.
The one who died this season.
That was almost
death. This season's death.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, for a hot second, I thought they were going to do it. I thought they were going to kill him.
This is the season where they've set it up. We killed Regress in the first episode. Yeah. We had a fake out with Matt. They basically set up, look, people die all the time. This is war.
Yeah.
So when we get to this point.
Stop.
I think if they cut right after, like, when Keith is, like, bearing down a hit, and then
end of season
just goes to black.
Oh!
I think people would have died.
Yeah.
I think it would be legit died.
Yeah, it's true. That would have been too much.
And I talked about this when we talked about the first two episodes, that I did not get spoiled for episode 2, so I legit thought Matt was dead. So I was, like, just sobbing watching the episode, and even with that fake out still in the last episode this season, I was like, oh, are they really gonna kill off Keith?
I thought for sure they would.
Yeah.
I knew everything that was gonna happen, and I still cried.
Yeah.
I still, even thinking about the scene now and thinking about when like she screams her no, like I get emotional just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Mm. She did such an amazing performance.
I immediately thought of you when Keith was like,
oh my god,
if this happens, Evan's going to lose her mind.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting here going, no, not Emma!
But we all thought they were going to do it.
What's even worse, a friend of mine tweeted the day of release of the season, Keith, no, in all caps.
So I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? He left and I was like, okay, cool, dealing with it. And then as he was going, he was like, they're gonna do it. And then they didn't. It was good. It was a double switch, double turn.
Can you imagine all the Voltron 84 purists?
They would die.
A lot of them are already angling for me to be dead. They're like, no, Sharon needs to get out of the way.
Kill him.
I feel like he's a walking time bomb.
He just happens to find himself very near death.
Yes, and he does find himself very near death very often.
I'm pretty certain that at least one Shiro has already died.
Well, and I was going to say, like, on top of that, you do get this really interesting dynamic of the back and forth of who is leading Voltron. Because, like, for me, even going into it, because I, at the beginning of season three, I was like, okay, so now we're going to all end up in the 84 Lions. But there was a part of me that for sure first wanted Allura to be able to pilot the Black Lion.
Amen.
Because she already has been a leader of this team, even not actually being a paladin.
Yes.
And then also wanted her to be able to pilot the Red Lion because it was the one that her dad piloted.
Right.
The scene where she couldn't do it was just
It killed me.
And we should talk about this a little bit. The heart of Voltron bit.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Allura this season and watching her, let me put my thoughts in order. I'm good at this. It's been a thing of wonder and glory, and I love the magical space princess.
Aww.
But were you expecting this Heart of Voltron moment? Like, where were you expecting these developments to go?
I had no expectations. Because you kind of can't, because we're discovering it as we get the scripts the night before. And so I had the feelings that you have while I'm reading the script before, going, oh my gosh, I get to do this. I get to say this or you know, whatever. But I think they just did a great job with, because we kind of knew we had to go this direction, but the way it unfolded and we ended up in what lines we ended up in, I just think it was really, I think it was great. And that moment between Allura and Lance is really, I don't know, I didn't see that coming, and it was really, it was really special.
I think that Allura is just, she's such a great character because she's so flawed.
Yeah.
But she's still, you know, I think that that's the problem, is that a lot of the time, especially when you are dealing with a property where you have a largely male cast, the women tend to kind of just be like, we got a girl on the team.
Space fillers.
We
have a princess.
Where they're either perfect or they're damsels in distress.
And
there's very few in between.
And Allura is super not that.
Well, I think that's just an Altaian thing, too. She's a product of good breeding or whatever. I don't know, because she basically, because her father obviously believed in her before all of this stuff happened.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
She's got the quintessence. Yeah. She's got, you know, she's connected to the lions and stuff. So they're not sexist there.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah, so I think that just really helps her just have the confidence to do what she's going to do. So it's not about that. It's just about, can she do it?
Yeah.
Can she save the universe? Can she pilot? Whatever. So I just think the journey's been really exciting, and it's cool to, like, have those fight. Like you were saying, all the action in five. And
oh, her whip, though.
Yeah.
Her whip.
When I saw the whip, that was like, I'm like, come on. I gotta get me a whip, yeah.
Did you have any other expectations for what her weapon was going to be? Or was there something in your mind when you were like, when I kick some butt,
I want a
it's
sword.
Gonna be big.
I just knew it would be. I knew.
I
wasn't expecting a whip.
Yeah.
I really wasn't, but I was happy with the whip.
Yeah.
I think the whips.
It rocks.
It does. It's
so great. It's so great. Perfect for her.
Yeah. It's giving me mad Soul Calibur vibes for me.
Ivy
was the first thing I thought.
And
Allura is huge for me, especially as a person of color, to especially be able to see a lot of my cousins who, get to see this princess who also is flawed, like you said.
Yeah.
But she works through it, and she has a team of people, men and women, boosting her up and being like, no, you can do this, we're here for you, especially Lance. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
But at the same time, I can look at that and go, yeah, now all these little girls and boys can relate to Allura in this way, and it's just really lovely. That's why it always makes me cry every time when Allura is just like trying to figure things out, and then she gets there eventually, whether it's by herself
or mice or Lance. Yeah. So, like, well, because I mean, remember it's that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The mice. It was nice. It was something that definitely I will cherish. This specific version of Voltron.
Yeah. It's just so huge because she could have been a princess like in the 84 version. Yeah. She could have been that.
Yeah.
And people probably still would have loved the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they just made a conscious decision that I think has such positive.
Yeah,
you know,
and it was super interesting for me also in the beginning, having watched 84 Voltron, and I remember it being a big deal to me that you know this male character went to space hospital and was replaced by a woman.
Yeah,
like that was a big deal, and I know that's a big nostalgia thing, and there was a lot of sort of problematic treatment of her as well,
right?
But then
that spanking episode.
Yeah. Oh my god,
that was so weird. That was weird.
But then to see, you know, this interpretation of Voltron and to have Allura be such a leader and such an independent sort of fighting spirit, even not being a pilot, I kind of was like, you know what, I'd be okay if she never ended up being a pilot. Yeah. But then when she became one, I was also super excited.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I was excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, she deserves a giant robot, just like anybody else. Like
everyone else.
Everyone else has got one. Yeah.
I agree.
Voltron is her legacy.
Right.
Her dad built it. So
and
finally
she's connected
getting
to these lines. That's the other thing that just I always remember, you know, and Lance kind of explains that, you know, why she's the heart of, you know.
Yeah. And just that little asking for her dad's help right before, just like,
I know.
Had chills the
entire time. My heart, I'm dying.
Yeah. Even they do such a good job.
Even just the small thing about like the color of her armor, like it, you know,
I love that detail.
Years ago, it was just girls get pink,
right?
And not that the color pink is a bad color, but the fact that the reasoning for it it is the color to honor fallen warriors on my planet. I was like, that's awesome.
I wonder
that's
what it's called in Altan, because she said we wear this color. She didn't say we wear
pink. She didn't say pink.
Lightish red.
That's true.
It was like Superman. Thank it was like, why you got a big S? What is an S? So, and I drew that parallel as well, where Allura is her version of Superman, is the Altaian version of Superman, where she's one of the last remnants of a species.
Oh,
Does that make Karan Crypto? Deep.
Yes, Crypto, the super dog.
Canon. That's now canon.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, but it was interesting, too, to see this season to have, like, Shiro really come back and be part of the team. Because in the last season, you know, he came back, but he couldn't pilot the lion.
Yeah.
And then to see him, reconnect with it this season was another, like, very sort of, like, heartbreaking moment of, like, Keith is off being like, no, I got to do this plane tomorrow morning.
I'm not like your last ex, I promise.
I know. And then and that moment of Shiro just like totally breaking down was another just like very heartfelt moment. There was a lot of like really heartfelt moments.
There was a lot of leave me here to die in this season.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I'm dying.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is your most emotional performance of the series so far?
On the series?
Ooh. Yeah.
You want to go first?
Do you want us to chat a little bit while you think?
Yeah, I'll think about it.
All right. We'll give you a little ponder time.
Well, I can just go first because it's obviously Allura. It's everything with her dad.
Oh, my God. Oh, in the Event Horizon episode.
Yeah. I think when she knew that she couldn't ever see him again, all the memories, and because to save the ship, for me, that was a tough choice to make, but she didn't really hesitate.
No, she knew she had to do it.
She knew she had to do it. So that I felt that was really, why did they have to do that? Why did they have to?
And they made her do it with her bare hands.
Yeah. I know.
She hugged she it had to death. Do,
yes, exactly.
But that was the episode for me that I was like, this is the moment where I know that Allura is the strongest person on this group.
Oh,
she had to do that on her own.
Right.
No help.
Just,
really.
That was. I was just thinking, I just did the update for my iPhone, and I lost all my text messages. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was just thinking, Allura lost, like, all of it. And she was fine. She was like, okay, I got to do this. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm still broken up about it.
And then her dad was kind of texting her gibberish and weird messages and the occasional half-form creepypasta.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be okay losing most text messages from my dad.
Right, exactly.
Hashtag first world Altaian problem.
My dad rarely
only text. So I have like 10 from him ever.
Oh my gosh.
One of them was, I figured out how to text. Hey, I love you, Dad.
That's a great text.
He's never going to see this.
That's hilarious. Yeah. And what about you?
I'd say for Shiro, one would be the episode where they have Sendak in the ship. And,
Event Horizon.
Yeah, where you really see his PTSD kind of come
episode,
out.
And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in a weird way, I almost feel like the big bad for Shiro isn't even Zarkon, it's Sendak. Because Sendak, so far, is really the one that's gotten into his head the most.
I know.
Yeah. Like, there's, yes, Zarkon is this impending threat, but who really kind of showed him what he was scared of in terms of, and made it very real to him. It's Sendak.
It was personal.
I'm waiting for
Sendak
to come back.
Like, who did he like launch out of the freaking ship? Yeah. Launched him out of the ship. That was like one of the only leads that they had on how to find whoever they were going to find.
And most
like,
definitely going to Rathacon.
Knocked him out of the ship.
Rathacon is way back into the show.
So, no body, no death. He'll be back.
Oh, Sendak, super alive. Super alive.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let's not hope.
Yeah. I know.
There's that.
Very, very good questions in the hashtag. So, at AltMatt, whose avatar is, in fact, a picture of Matt, maybe Shiro's in it too. I want to know, what are your theories as to why Matt has a bounty? I thought about that,
he
too.
He was broken out of a Galra jail, and he's a known part of the Rebel Alliance. Yeah. I would imagine that everyone in there has a bounty on their
I like
heads.
To think that Matt had, like, some space Special. Pirate times.
Yeah. He hit the wrong person in the face with a stick.
Yeah.
Yep. I have a really good question also from the hashtag. Mm-hmm. It's from our friend, the Something Something Podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. Wow. Oh, are you showing them the fan art?
Yep.
Yes. The art's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Since Zarkon has a connection to the Black Lion, any thoughts we might see one with Lotor in season 5?
Here's my weird theory.
I thought of that. I was like, see him have a relationship
with the Black Lion.
Here's my weird theory for that fun little thing. We still had a third of the...
I was going to say, you go ahead, but I have a thing to add.
Okay, go for it.
We still have a third of that comet left. I'm not sure what ship it was put in, but Lotor was ordering it to be...
Dragonzord?
I kind of was going there, like White Lion.
That's what I hope is going to happen
me
now.
Too.
That is like the wild... That predicates on them still having part of that and actually accepting Lotor and building another line and it being accepted
Low
to Voltron.
Yeah, Lotami. I love
like,
that.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of in like White Lion territory here.
Oh, I was going to say...
Sorry, we're all shouting over... Lotami.
Lotami.
Okay, but my thing was... In regards to the Black Lion, we've already seen that there's no hereditary sort of connection with the lions because Allura could not connect with the Red Lion.
This is true. Good point.
Yeah. I think they're going to build him another lion. He's still got that comet.
Listen, I'm down.
I think the purple fedora addition to Voltron that fan artists have been doing. I think that's a positive.
I want it.
Don't bring the dumpster fire with you.
Have they
actually drawn a purple fedora on Voltron?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yes, they sure
how
have.
How did I miss this?
It was smashing.
Tweet me this, you guys. I have somehow missed it.
Also, speaking of our friend Lotor, this comes to us on Twitter from @Mary_LouVentura. Where will Lotor be comfortable living in the Castle of Lions? Because, you know, he's clearly moving in.
The brain.
I'm just thinking of Carlton Eckers. This will be
the area.
They're just going to put him in a Sendak rod and leave him there until they
meet him again. I imagine it'll be... I'll make the references every dang episode. It'll be something like Zuko's first episode with the gang, where it's just like, I want to try to fit in. And they'll be like, downstairs.
Another question. This one is specifically for Kimberly. This is from @Baxa. Sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong on Twitter. Kimberly, what are your thoughts on Lotor and Allura having possibly known each other in their childhood?
Gross.
Yeah.
When did Lotor occur?
I don't get the feeling they were hanging out. Yeah. They weren't in the same circle. I feel like Lotor was maybe off at boarding school. I don't know. Something. He's just, I don't know.
Yeah. He's never really like been accepted by his family.
No, not at all. No. He's always
shut him off.
Robert Cooperette in chat says season 4 was just build up to Lotor asking Voltron if he can crash on their couch.
Yep.
Yep.
I love that.
He just wants to hang out.
I just think he's going to be put with Carlton Edgar. Just out in that field.
This is where I get back to that phrase that people have laughed at me for, but I'm sticking by it. Nobody's dumb enough to trust Starscream.
No.
He's a hell of a lot smarter than Starscream, but he is still our Starscream. He has played both sides. I said he's a lot smarter. Come on.
I think she was disagreeing that people know better than to trust Starscream.
Depends on the show.
Okay, but smart people, and we do have smart people.
Somewhere. There's one right here.
Yeah.
Point being, no one is dumb enough to just immediately trust Lotor because he showed up and helped them and needs a couch to crash on. Like, no one's going to be like, sure, welcome to our castle. Here is our power crystal, and here is our cow. Like,
with us.
I love how the cow was the last in that scene.
I know.
Well, that's where he's going to be staying.
Listen, Space Dad says he has to stay outside with the cow, so that's happening.
Okay. I don't touch the cow.
You're going to do all of our farm
chores. He can come in for some green food goo occasionally.
Well, I think that Hunk will be the first person to, like, sort of be like, hey, we're going to give you something decent to eat.
Extend the olive branch.
Yeah. Sort of a thing.
Put him on milkshake duty.
Yeah, through food. It's like, we should feed him. Like, come on.
We should show him where milkshakes come from.
Yeah, we should. And that's
again,
when
Hunk's always the person who's like, I don't trust these guys.
True.
Yeah.
But, I don't trust these guys.
But that's when Allura and Karan will go, give him a milkshake.
That's going to be
blow his mind.
And then show him where they come from.
And then introduce him to his roommate.
And then take
you know where that milkshake came from?
Lance.
Lock the door.
Definitely. I'm very interested to see where things go with Lotor from here.
Same.
For sure.
Maybe he is just looking for some friends. His friends literally shot him in the back.
It's true.
But he wasn't very nice to one of his friends.
Nah. He doesn't know how to be a good friend.
He keeps them on a need-to-know basis, but has also kind of decided that nobody needs to know anything until the moment of. Yeah. And that's great when you're in an improv troupe, and it's terrible when you're running a military.
Exactly.
Now I just see Lotor going, yes, and...
And I need a suggestion from the audience.
I need a suggestion from the paladin.
We're going to make a machine.
It'll look like legs.
This is a hammer. I have a hammer.
And I'm a leg. Hey! And it's going to open to another universe.
Yeah. See, now if you want a team building paladin exercises, improv.
Yeah.
Well, that would
yes, and then yes, hand.
That was kind of the Voltron show. I mean,
they got what 2 minutes to rehearse before each show. So I'm sure a little bit of improv was needed.
Yeah.
That hand joke though.
Oh, God. Solid.
I love it. It's perfect for me.
Just now put on this tight shirt and go back out there. I know. Well, you're not wrong.
I would say everyone was like, I mean, he was wearing a tight shirt, but a lot of people in the chat last week were like, we didn't see Shiro in the tight shirt. Like tighter than the one he wears.
He's probably always got the tight shirt.
They probably want to see the abs through the shirt.
I gotcha.
The chat wants body paint.
Budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. That's a lot
we had to cut abs for budget.
A lot
of animation. Too much.
Oh my god. So, Chad, if there's anything we missed, now's the time to throw it in because we have a couple minute delay.
Who's Chad?
Chad. Chad. Everybody in the chat is named Chad.
Live studio audience.
Chad 1, Chad 2,
yeah,
Chad 3.
Yeah, that's why it's the Chad room.
Okay, so it's Chad. The Chad room.
They're actually all just Shiro clones.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Named Chad. I
Damn
love it.
Solid.
So what am I asking myself here?
is there anything we've missed? Is there anything that you guys want to talk about that was behind the scenes? That any fun stories? Any?
Let me see. Weren't you a Bebo as well?
Oh, yeah. I believe I was a Bebo. I was a Bebo.
And you? You were the Bebo.
Yeah, I think I did something. Bebo. Yeah.
What else was fun this time around?
It's
weird because we record all these so long ago.
That
by the time they air, and then by the time we come on and do an interview about them, it's like...
It was like a year and a half ago, right?
Like, the thing that's fresh in our heads would be, like, ADR for something more recent, but,
Well, what's the reaction been? You've been to various conventions between Seasons 3 and Season 4 and all throughout. What's it been like getting out amongst the Voltron Coalition and seeing all of the cosplayers and everything? How has that been?
I have to say that the cosplayers are unreal in how fast they're able to put together, like, these totally accurate cosplays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody tweeted at me. It was a picture of all the Galra generals.
I saw one today myself.
Amazing.
I saw
that. Yeah, that's my friend Arcadia is one of them. Yes. She was the Aksha.
Yeah.
She so awesome. Put that together in a week. Oh my god,
wow.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
So there you go. Amazing. There you go. At the Ultra Night in the hashtag, we just talked about all of the female Galra. But I mean, it was saying I think it was interesting because we hadn't really seen any until seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh, there actually are.
There are
quite
so
a lot of them.
Many.
Yeah,
I know.
It makes me really happy and also really sad.
Yeah,
Paris also gave a shout out on.
No, they're not all dead. We had a whole bunch of.
Oh yeah, there were some introduced, and like I think I literally turned to
me
because we were watching it together, and I was like, can I just say I love how many women side characters there are in this show?
I know
all the pilots and generals and. Yeah. So cool.
I completely agree. I was blown away because actually I remember recording it and not realizing at one point that those seeing the names that they were female.
Yeah.
Because they don't make reference to their gender
at all.
It's not addressed.
Yeah. It's even in the scripts. It's just so and then when I finally saw the ADR, I was like,
yeah.
They're awesome chicks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you said it's not a dress. Like, well, that too.
Well, no, they're in battle gear.
Yes. They're not in dresses.
It would be a little weird if they were in dresses.
Yeah.
Hello, and battle fabulous. Dress.
Yeah, battle dress. Dress, that's true. Yeah.
They would have to be combat.
Combat skirts.
Battle dress.
But I also like that like you said, like they're generals or pilots or things like that. Like I love that they're not just like in the background; they're actually in command.
No, well, I think you know, Kimberly, you bring up a good point of it. They just had names,
right?
They didn't say if they were men or women, and they just made a bunch of them women.
Yeah,
it's that easy.
Yeah,
to put women in your works of fiction, just put them in there.
Yeah.
Right,
wow. Do it.
Whoa, look, they did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that. With Lotor too, like his entire crew was ladies.
All women, yeah.
I know.
I think that's such a cool turn to make on what it was in 84, where he just kind of had like this harem.
Yeah.
They're all badass, and they turned what
was like a very sexist thing into like something where
empowering.
It was
I have picked all the competent ones. Who cares if they're women or not pure Galra or whatever?
Right. Yes.
They're competent. We're doing this.
Right.
Yeah. And also, like, again, you get the sense that he had also been, like, cast aside. Mm-hmm. And they were looked down on not for being women, but for being,
half-breeds.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's like something that he has in common with all of his generals, which is really cool.
Yeah. They're not sexist, but they're spacists, right?
Space racist.
Space racist.
Again, so to move on. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the fans? Anything you want them to know?
I don't know. The fandom's incredible. And like Josh was saying, I've been doing a few conventions, and I met so many awesome people, and the cosplay's been incredible. I totally agree with you. I've been blown away by it, so thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
thank you for enjoying and loving the show with us. Thank you for being a part of the fandom. Thank you for being a part of Voltron. I mean, we wouldn't be doing all these episodes and putting this out if people weren't watching it, and so we owe it a lot to you.
Definitely. Ditto.
Do you have any other projects you're working on that you can tell us about?
I'm working on the new Spider-Man show as Norman Osborn.
Oh, cool. So
I've lived long enough to see myself become the villain. And I'm also on DC Girls as the Flash and Green Lantern.
Oh my god, right. I'm working on that show too. I didn't even know.
Love it.
Bumblebee. And that's so funny. And obviously, Steven Universe.
I know.
Yes. Pretty cool.
That's coming back on the 10th. The episodes are going to be in the app only, evidently, but it's coming back.
Oh, whatever. I didn't know that.
They just announced it today.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm so ready for more Steven Universe.
Been ready since June.
Time.
The last season was just so freaking. The last sort of like drop of episodes, yeah. which is yeah. so, like so, so good.
It literally feels starting. Like it's been years.
But that's yeah. another show.
That's yeah. a whole other yeah. ballgame.
In the meantime, oh, no. Mark, you got one more thing to
I do. In case you missed it, if you go to loot.cr/afterbuzz, that's where you can get 10% off of the Unite 2.0 crate, which features a Voltron Legendary Defender shirt. It's an exclusive design that you can only get in this crate, so make sure to head to loot.cr/afterbuzz, and just in case, use the code AFTERBUZZ, which is AFTERBUZZ, for 10% off. Get that. It's great. And follow me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica.
Do the thing. Buy the stuff. It's wonderful. Thank you guys so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you. That was really fun. That was
Where
really
can
great.
People go if they'd like to follow you?
Oh, God. Why do you ask me that? I'm so bad at social media.
We're helping her out, though.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Me and Bex are getting her up to speed.
Thank you. I'm really bad at it. I'm sorry. I'm like Kimberly D. Brooks.
There's a lower third.
You're very, very smart people. You'll figure it out. I don't know.
Don't worry, they'll find you.
They'll find me. Find me.
I'm on Twitter as Josh Keaton, and I'm on Instagram as Space Padre.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's Mark B. Donica again.
Still.
I didn't understand the cue. Mark. I thought we were done.
We are. Megan.
You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin. I'm also on a bunch of shows here at AfterBuzz. I write articles for The Movie Chicken. I do the voice of Margo Lane on the Shadow Radio Recreation.
Take a breath next time.
Be sure to check those out.
Yeah. I'm at Emma Fife. Can be found all over the internet, wherever Emma Fifes are sold, at my name, Emma Fife. If you guys are fans of anime, I do an anime talk show called Hyper Otaku at 9:30 p.m. Pacific Time on Tuesday nights over at Hyper RPG. That is a Twitch channel, so it's twitch.tv/HyperRPG. We just put out a poll on Hyper RPG's Twitter, which is @Hyper_RPG, asking which new fall series should we include in our continuing series reviews. So go on there. Vote, let us know. So far, Ancient Magus Bride is sweeping the polls. So if you have a different opinion, go ahead and share it. And then at 9 o'clock p.m. on Friday nights, I do a Star Wars RPG. It is called Pencils and Parsecs. That is also at Hyper RPG, so be sure to check that out.
And I'm Alexis Torres after all that. And you guys can find me all over the internet at atorres890. I'm also doing a bunch of after shows here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm also doing Robots in Disguise with these two lovely ladies. Yay. So definitely tune in for that for tomorrow for the Halloween episode. And then Lethal Weapon is canceled because World Series, but we'll definitely be back next Tuesday, hopefully, to do the rest of
I don't know. We might just play baseball.
I mean,
is what happens.
And then join me on Sunday nights for Supernatural because I need you guys. I need somebody to help me through these 13 seasons of Supernatural.
Terrifying.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them.
And I'm Katie Cullen. You can follow me all over the social medias as well as on Twitch and YouTube at Kiaxet. That is K-I-A-X-E-T. Z Nation on Mondays. We are moving Star Wars Rebels eventually, so keep an eye out for that. It might take over this slot. Robots in Disguise, the last three episodes, or these next 3 weeks, you guys. We are hitting season finale, and we have a special guest tomorrow. Tune in for that. And as always, Ruby on Wednesdays, and that is super fun. Thank you guys again for coming
Thank
in.
You. Thank,
blast.
You.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you for season 5.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bebo, Bebo,
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.